Hello and welcome. Welcome once again to the Start, Scale, and Succeed podcast, the only podcast that grows with you through all seven stages of your journey as a founder. I'm your host, Scott Ritzheimer, and there's a very big problem that just about every successful solopreneur faces. Once we run out of time, we feel like we're forced to choose between hiring a team and being forced to become a manager, or staying solo and then having to settle for little or no growth. But I think there's a third option. What if you could grow your income without growing your team? When you combine an age-old strategy with some of the latest technology, I think you can do exactly that. And here to show us how is Stu McLaren. He's the go-to expert for turning passion into profit through membership businesses. As the founder of The Membership Experience and co-founder of Membership.io, Stu has helped thousands of entrepreneurs create recurring revenue and thriving communities by leveraging his proven membership strategies. With over a decade of experience, he's helped thousands scale their membership programs and grow their impact across the globe. Through his popular program, The Membership Experience, Stu has taught actionable frameworks that consistently deliver results for entrepreneurs across industries. And he's here with us today. Stu, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here.
Scott, thanks for having me, buddy.
Awesome, awesome. Now, with membership.io, you guys have created some really significant breakthroughs in the membership space. What have you been able to do and accomplish by combining membership, which is a great strategy, with some cutting edge AI?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, number one, the reason I'm so passionate about memberships is because it creates recurring revenue, and that stability, it literally transforms every entrepreneur's life. Like, there's a line in the sand, like before recurring revenue and then after recurring revenue. And so this is something that I've been helping people with for 17 plus years. But with AI, it has expanded our ability to be able to serve our people at a much higher level. So a couple examples. Generally, in a membership, we're helping people go from where they are to where they want to be. They're either overweight and they want to get to their ideal weight, or they've got a puppy that's wildly out of control and they want the perfect puppy, or they don't know how to paint and they want to become a great artist. So we're helping them through this journey of transformation. But the general old-fashioned way of doing it is that you're providing everybody the exact same experience. Yeah. And so maybe somebody's at the beginning stages of their journey. Well, they are going to want to learn things different than somebody who's much more experienced. But the way in which the old technology allows us to serve people is just give them all the same experience. It's all the same lessons, all the same material. But with AI today, we have a totally different opportunity where we can cater the experience and create a more personalized path for people. So we give beginner people more beginner-related content. We give advanced people more advanced-related content. And we're meeting them where they're at. And so what happens is people learn faster, they experience more progress, and they stay longer in your membership, which means you make more money. So that's one example of how AI is influencing the way in which we can serve our people in a membership.
Yeah. I love that because folks who listen to the show in large part do so because of that very thing, is to recognize, hey, there are different strategies, different things you know at these different stages. And I love the ability to take that, not only apply it for ourselves, but to infuse that into what we do. When I saw that, one, I was like, totally, that's awesome. And then two, the next thought that hit me is like, that sounds exhausting, creating all those different paths for all those different people. But it doesn't quite work that way. So how much more content do we have to create an environment like that? Or is there an easier way?
There's totally easier ways. Like, first and foremost, let's address the, you know, objection, so to speak, around, oh my gosh, like, does that mean I got to create a whole bunch more content? No, that doesn't mean that. In fact, again, with AI, we can now automate so much more of what we're actually doing on a day-to-day basis. Like, a perfect example is like the old way, if we were doing a Zoom call, as an example, we'd do the Zoom, and then we'd have to go and download the recording, which, if anybody's ever gone to search for the recording in their Zoom account, it's an absolute nightmare. But that's a whole different thing. So you go and you find the recording, you download the recording, you get the recording transcribed, then you upload the recording to the members area, upload the transcript, maybe if you have the audio available, et cetera, et cetera. All of that's very manual. Like, it's intense, right? But now with AI, as an example, especially membership.io, we have an integration where literally the moment you're finished the recording, it is automatically sent to your members area. So it's automatically available. It's automatically transcribed. It's automatically searchable. And all of that happens behind the scenes thanks to the tools and resources that are now available. And so that's where we as creators and entrepreneurs and business owners, we get more of our time back. And so my argument, so to speak, and the soapbox that I stand on is that AI is amazing for the time that it creates for us. But that doesn't mean that we then go and sit on a beach and, you know, drink a cocktail, so to speak. We actually use that time to love on our members and bring a more humanized experience for them. And that's what creates the stickiness. And so the great news is tools are available that can save us time when it comes to content creation, personalizing the content. As far as, you know, that question, it's pretty straightforward. Like in all the content we create, we're going to essentially mark what segment of the audience it is most relevant for. And then the automation handles showing the content that is most relevant for a beginner, most relevant for somebody who's more advanced, et cetera. We therefore just, when we're onboarding new members, we ask a couple questions. We are then able to see, okay, this person's more beginner. Perfect. Let's display that content. And that all happens automatically. And then another quick little strategy is when you're creating content is just to have some prompts at the end that would make that content more relevant for the particular audiences. So you say, you know, if you're in this stage, this is what you should be thinking about based on where you're at. If you're further along and you're on this stage, then this is how you would use this content. So you can use the same piece, but you're personalizing the experience after the fact in terms of what they should be thinking about, what they should be doing, and guiding them accordingly.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've found frustrating about this space, because we do a little bit of it, and I'll confess fully, it's almost all manually. I'm doing all the things that you're saying not to do, but one of the frustrations is all the technology that seems to be necessary to make something like this work. And again, as I was looking through your website, it doesn't seem like it has to be that way.
Yeah, well, with membership.io, and by the way, I'm incredibly biased, right? So when I'm recommending and talking about membership.io, it's because we created it to be able to do all the things that, you know, we have seen best practices over the years. But essentially, you need a way to be able to process the sales and a way to be able to deliver the content. Membership.io handles all of that. You also need a way to be able to communicate with your members. Now, that could be through your own email provider. Maybe it's like, you know, Kit as an example, or ActiveCampaign, or any other service like that. But essentially, those are the core fundamentals. You need to process the sales, you need to deliver the content, and you need to communicate with your members. And so when we zoom up and we just look at the core essentials, then that allows us to stay focused on what really truly matters. And so that, again, is where membership.io and like combine it with a service like Kit, that's like the perfect 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Hi there, this is Scott. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to get back to the show in just a few seconds, but first I wanted to let you know about my brand new Founders Evolution Quiz. If you're a founder, business owner, or CEO who feels overworked by the business you lead and underwhelmed by the results you're getting, you're doing it wrong. Succeeding as a founder all comes down to doing the right one or two things for right now. So take the quiz today at foundersquiz.com. Again, that's foundersquiz.com. And in just 10 questions, you can figure out what stage you're in so you can focus on what's going to work and say goodbye to everything else. Now, back to the show.
So one of the things about membership platforms that I've looked at in the past is one of the advantages is that they grow in value exponentially over time as there are more people in the program, and there's more folks to interact with, and you get that kind of community effect. That could be a disadvantage on the front end because you got to kickstart all of that thing. And so the network value is working against you a little bit. What are some strategies you found for getting a program like this up off the ground and getting it to that place where it's vibrant and relevant to the members?
Well, I think a lot of people wait way too long, Scott. You know, we wait until we think we've got the, you know, audience that's going to be big enough to be able to, you know, create that network effect that you're talking about. In my book, Predictable Profits, I talk about something called the founding member launch. And you don't need tens of thousands or thousands of people in the audience. You just need a couple hundred. And you can actually launch it today with a very simple message that you post wherever you communicate with your audience. Maybe that's by email or Facebook group or Instagram, whatever it might be. But you're essentially going to say, hey, you know, I was listening to this crazy Canadian who was talking about like memberships and community. And it got me thinking about you. And it got me thinking about like what it might be like to bring a bunch of people like us who are working towards XYZ outcome. And what it might be like to be able to support each other and guide each other and help each other in that journey. And what it might be like to be able to provide resources and bring in outside experts who could help us along that journey. And it got me thinking, why don't we create that? And so right now, this is a raw idea. It's not polished. I haven't thought it all the way through. But if this is interesting to you, then hit reply and let me know. So this is all designed to essentially like have people raise their hand and say, yeah, I'm interested in that. And then you follow up with literally just a simple payment link. And so we've had people who have followed this process, done it same day, and immediately had people who've welcomed welcomed new members. In fact, ironically enough, Scott, literally, I just got this message from one of our people in our community. She just did her founding member launch. She just said, I just closed my cart for my nature journaling hub and thrilled to have 64 fabulous folks. Wow. Now, I share this with you because in the beginning, it is going to be a smaller group, but it's all in how you position the value of that. And what I would say is like, hey, the benefits of being a founding member is number one, you're going to get in at the lowest price this will ever be. And you'll be locked in at that price for as long as you remain a member in good standing. So when we raise the price, your price will remain that low price every single month. Benefit number two is in the beginning, it's going to be a more intimate group. So there's more opportunity for interaction. There's more opportunity to get feedback and so forth. And so there's tremendous benefit there. And it's all in how we position it. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a woman last week who asked me, she said, Stu, what if we only get like a handful of members? And I was like, that's amazing. Like you got real people to work with. And of those real people, you double down, you help them get a transformation. And now you've got the greatest marketing asset you could have, which are stories of progress and success. Yes. Because those 3, 5, 10 people are going to lead to 50, 100,000 people. And so often we get so focused on like thousands of members, we lose sight of the fact that we've got to start with one member. We got to start with 10 and then 100. And it compounds after that. So my advice is know that it's in the beginning, it's going to start small. But by the way, universe, we're okay if it's like we welcome hundreds or thousands of members. But if it starts small, that's okay. And the key is to double down, focus on serving them. And those stories are the thing that will become your greatest marketing asset moving forward.
Yeah. One of the things you mentioned earlier in the episode was you buying back that time to use it to love on your members. What's that look like? What should you expect in terms of a time commitment, not in a negative sense, but just how do you continue to cultivate that relationship on a personal level?
I think it's about keeping your finger on the pulse of what's going on in people's lives. You know, I think we've lost touch with the humanness. We just had a conversation in our audience and Rick, our marketing director, was just commenting on how, you know, there's certain types of posts being, you know, put out there in on Twitter as an example. And clearly it's like a ChatGPT post. And then people's ChatGPTs posts are responding to other people's ChatGPTs. And it's becoming like very vanilla and bland and boring. And I think the opportunity is that we just have our finger on the pulse of what's going on and we can bring humanness to it. And an example of that is, you know, last year there was a variety of different weather circumstances that created a lot of challenges for people, whether it was hurricanes, whether it was tornadoes, whatever it was. The humanness was that our team, we took a pause and we said, let's identify everybody in our community who are in those troubled areas and let's reach out and just ask them if they're okay and if there's anything that we can do to help. Wow. And that touch, you wouldn't believe the reaction that we got back from people because it just showed, hey, listen, we're thinking of you. Like, are you okay? Like, we actually care. And it's weird in this like time and day and age, like just a subtle little question of, hey, are you all right? Can mean a lot to people. And they didn't ask us for anything, you know, help. They're like, no, we don't need any help, but thank you for just caring. And that, at the end of the day, is what it's about. It's just like taking that extra having that time to actually care and be human.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Stu, there's this question that I have. I ask all my guests. I'm interested to see what you'd have to say. And that is, what's the biggest secret you wish wasn't a secret at all? What's that one thing you wish everybody watching or listening today knew?
Back in 2004, I heard a quote that I've never forgot. And it was by a gentleman by the name of Mike Littman. And he said, you don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. I think in today's world, we are waiting way too long before we launch the thing. We're stewing on those ideas and we're waiting and waiting and waiting until our audience is big enough or until the timing is right or until the kids are back in school or until whatever. And there's always a reason to wait. And our brain will always give us a reason to wait. But the real magic comes in just being okay with the fact that life is an experiment. Business is an experiment. We're just trying a bunch of stuff. And then after we try that stuff, we just look at, okay, what worked, what didn't? And simple Stu rule 101 is do more of what works, less of what doesn't. You know, there's a great quote from Nelson Mandela. He said, I never lose. I either win or I learn. And that's the same philosophy here is you just want to try stuff and experiment. And in that, you're either going to get the result that you want, you're going to win, or you're going to learn. But both of those things move you forward faster than any sitting and waiting and planning and hoping that everything's going to come to a perfect time. So yeah. You don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going.
Yeah. So on that note, Stu, there's some folks who are ready to get it going. They want to get it up today or at least learn more about how they can do so. Where can they find out more about you and the work that you guys are doing at membership.io, if I remember correctly? And where can they find out more?
Yeah, definitely. If they're looking to start right away, membership.io is a great place. And if they're looking to learn more and get a free copy of my brand new book called Predictable Profits, where we break this whole journey down of how to launch, grow, and scale a profitable membership. And you can get that at freemembershipbook.com.
Freemembershipbook.com. Awesome. We'll get that in the show notes for you guys so you don't have to type it out or search it down. Stu, thanks for being on the show. Just a privilege and honor having you here with us today. And for those of you watching and listening, you know your time and attention mean the world to us. I hope you got as much out of this conversation as I know I did. And I cannot wait to see you next time. Take care.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Ritzheimer here. Thank you so much for listening to the Start, Scale, and Succeed podcast. I hope this episode gave you exactly what you need for your stage right now. If you want to discover what stage you're in, take our 10-question Founders Evolution quiz for free at founderskiz.com. That's founderskiz.com. It'll pinpoint exactly where you are and give you tailored tips to move forward and reach that next level in your journey as a founder. If you got something out of today's episode, would you do us a favor and share it on social media? Just grab a quick screenshot on your phone, text it to a friend, or post it on your favorite platform. Tag us and use hashtag StartScaleSucceed. I'd love to see your posts. You can also head over to scalearchitects.com/podcast to check out more episodes tagged by your stage so you can focus on what matters most right now. Don't forget, subscribe, rate, review. It helps us to reach more founders like you, and it means a ton to me and my team. So let's keep starting, scaling, and succeeding together. I'll see you in the next episode.